You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome. You're listening to episode 171 of the IT in the D Show. The building is not burned down, and we are in our safe place known as Podcast Detroit. We have a great show lined up for you.
No safety pin. We're good to go with the show.
Segment two, we are joined by Dan Fuoco from Visit Detroit. Going to talk about a bunch of great events coming up in the city and what has been happening lately. And then segment three, we got Amanda Lewan in from Bamboo Detroit. Just moved into a new building and should have some fun stories for us as always. This episode is brought to you and sponsored by Indeed Prime. Indeed Prime helps.
Any relation to Optimus?
Could be. His brother that helps software engineers simplify their job search and land their dream job. Candidates get immediate exposure to the best tech companies with one simple app. Indeed Prime is 100% free for candidates and helps hiring managers discover available high-quality talent. Do us a favor. Learn more at Indeed.com/IT. That's Indeed.com/IT.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
This is Max Headroom, and what you're about to witness is one of the most sinister-sounding intros to a trailer to one of the greatest epics ever.
You're listening to the IT in the D Show.
This is Billy D. Williams. Bob and Dave and I are enjoying a Colt 45 right now, and remember, IT in the D, it works every time.
Where do you guys think you are?
The Library of Congress?
Detroit?
Beyond the Sun?
Any of those, right?
Hi, this is Jeremy London from Mallrats, and I'm just wondering, how did I go from Hot Floridian Sex with Brandy spinning to the IT&D Show?
Take him to Detroit.
No! No, not Detroit! No! No, please! Anything with that! No!
I used to hang out at the Magumbo Bar. It was a rough place, the seediest dive on the wharf, populated with every reject and cutthroat from Bombay to Calcutta. It's worse than Detroit.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Then don't come! Shut up!
Dig, you IT geeks. This is Dre DiMatteo from Sons of Anarchy. You are listening to IT in the D.
What happens when you tap the angry beaver in the bumhole?
Exactly. Come on.
Someone tries. Get the hell with this. I'm calling a break. We'll come back to the show.
What's up, everybody? This is Billy Zapka. Sweep the leg. Listening to IT in the D show. No mercy.
I may have to wipe the geek off.
Hi, this is Martin Cove, John Kreese from the Karate Kid movie. And you're listening to IT in the D.
Are we at a break yet?
Hi, I'm Ernie Hudson, and you're listening to IT in the D. All you nerds out there.
Nerds.
What is a nerd?
I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
This is Scott Steiner, Big Pump Pump. IT in the D show is your hookup. Holler if you hear me.
You're in your underwear, I'm in my underwear. Here, let's hang out.
No, I'm sorry, honey, I have a headache.
I definitely want to see Bob in his underwear, that's a fact.
I can't say no, and I don't really want to.
Well, especially with the back doors open.
It's just too big.
How big?
It's way too big.
I can get it all the way in.
Really? Should we talk about this? Tag team. Should I keep going, or should I stop?
We just lost our clean tag on iTunes.
But it's delicious.
This is Robert Hayes, Ted Stryker to my mother. When I'm not hanging out at the Magumbo Bar, I'm listening to the IT and the D show. It's worse than Detroit.
Is there such thing as a meat hangover?
I love my Monday meat stick.
Hey, folks, this is WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and you're listening to the IT and the D show. The tough guy.
What would you little maniacs like to do first?
The question isn't what are we going to do, the question is what aren't we going to do.
Ludicrous speed! Sir, had you better buckle up? Buckle this! Ludicrous speed! Go!
Welcome. Thank you for listening. We have made it all the way to episode 171 here. This is the one and only IT in the D show, broadcasting live Studio One, Podcast Detroit in beautiful Royal Oak, Michigan. This is Bob the Sales Guy hanging out with Dave the Geek. Nuri the FNG's in the house. Find us online, itinthed.com, and give us all the social creps on there. You guys know what to do. Hit a like, follow us. Shout out to Randy and Ian, who will be filling up our Twitter box tonight with tweets.
And keeping us honest.
And keeping us honest, right? They are our PTI PolitiFact checkers.
Pants on fire.
Pants on fire. Do us a favor. Mark your calendars. This week, we are going to be busy. Wednesday night, if you are in or on Royal Oak, we'll be at the Imagine Theater with Activate Gaming, doing gaming.
And properties of gaming.
And stuff and things.
And gaming.
But
gaming
they'll
accessories?
Have,
retro gaming?
No, they'll have retro. They have a retro living room set up. They have VR, all the VR stuff.
And all-you-can-eat nacho bar.
I want all-you-can-eat nacho bar.
And, you challenge accepted, and apparently, craft beer everywhere.
And it's, $10, and it'll be a great time. And then the following day, Thursday, we will be at the Firebird Tavern.
Oh, and if you want to sign up for that, it's activategaming.com/imagine.
So on the 17th Thursday, we'll be at Firebird down at Greektown for our monthly get-together meetups. All IT folks, no cover, no speakers, no crap, just a bunch of good IT guys and gals.
Oh, probably
talking
some crap.
Shop. So have you ever been watching a movie and gone, well, why don't they just fix the problem like that? Well, of course, it's usually because the answer is usually because then there wouldn't be a movie. But tech pioneer VMware said, screw that. We're going to take this what if and turn it into a podcast. Interesting. So they dropped a couple IT guys, kind of like Men in Black style, with an old school veteran and a young hotshot into some most classic sci-fi movies ever, like Star Wars, The Matrix, Terminator, Tron. They say Tron's not a classic. Tron is such a classic.
They did dead to me.
But the way they get in there and expose some of Hollywood's biggest technology plot holes while having a lot of fun at the original writers and directors' expenses is clearly funny and hilarious. Plus, they got a great supporting cast, including one of the best Jeff Goldblum impressions you've ever heard in the Independence Day episode. So that alone is worth it. The podcast is called IT is Greater Than Sci-Fi, and all 8 episodes of the series are live right now at VMware.com/radius/sci-fi. You can download them from iTunes, SoundCloud, and anywhere fine podcasts are sold. And it's the best thing you'll listen to all week besides this show. See, that's something we argue about all the time, is like the Independence Day, where they upload the virus via it was a USB or wireless.
No, it was a Mac that did a wireless connection to an alien network. So you got to remember when that movie came out. So Max couldn't talk to
96, 98, right?
Yeah, Max couldn't talk to 95% of the business networks on this planet, but could negotiate a host connection right into an alien UFO. Yeah, piece of cake. And of course, same code. And of course, the aliens, they had never heard of antivirus.
They're also Visual Basic, right?
Yeah. Aliens writing VB.
I flew an F-16, so I could fly this 1950s alien spacecraft.
Guys, my crop duster, so I can fly this jet.
They made another one of those.
Straight
too.
Up, inverted.
Yeah. We were inverted.
Independence Day 2, right?
There was. You'll notice there was no Will Smith. Independence Day 2.
And no one actually saw it. Okay. Somebody in the studio did. Calvin, right? How was it?
It was a rehash of the first movie.
You'll notice there was no Will Smith.
Right. Yes. It was his son in the movie.
Oh, of course it was.
It wasn't Jaden. It was the guy playing the guy was playing Will Smith's character.
Were there a lot of flashbacks?
I think there was one. I think there was one.
Was there a flashback to Vivica Fox before she got involved with 50 Cent and started looking all busted
up? No. She was not looking Michelle Obama fresh or anything.
No.
So Dave, how's your social media feed looking these days?
Womp womp. Dude, I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna get it out of the way right in the beginning. So if you're gonna stop listening. You can stop listening now. And if you're going to unfriend me, you can unfriend me now. And if you stop following me, I don't care. Because here's the deal. The world does not owe you a safe space. It doesn't exist. It doesn't happen. That's not real life. That's not how things work. The world is going to suck. People are going to be assholes. They're going to kick you in the shins.
And the world's great. And there's awesome things. And
exactly.
Fun stuff to do.
So you just got to suck it up and move on.
This public service announcement brought to you by.
So I kid you not. Today I saw a bunch of students at I can't remember the name of the university, but it was started by Thomas Jefferson. And the students didn't want the president. They signed a petition to have the president of the university not quote Thomas Jefferson because he owned slaves. I'm like, you were at a university started by Thomas Jefferson.
They didn't know that then.
Right.
They were not aware.
You know, whatever. You know, I've gone to great lengths.
But let's say, hey, Thomas was really good to his slaves, or at least one of them.
Well, the thing that's been coming out, and it's been the worst thing about it, is that people are – share it's the clickbait stuff, and people are sharing fake news sites, and they're
just
and garbage
because people got beat up. Yeah, they did a month
before. Yeah, Huffington Post put out the best article I've seen in a long time, and basically the headline was Bernie Sanders can oust Trump using this loophole.
Yeah,
and they opened up and said, "Well, no, not really. We just want to see how many people are going to share this."
Yeah, without actually reading,
and it got through, and it was like, "Thank you for pointing out the obvious," because the first person that commented on this was Feel the Burn. Go get him, Feel the Burn. God. Which so he didn't read the article and shared it. Right.
Most people don't go beyond the article title.
Has it gotten to that point though?
That headline agrees with my point of view.
Right.
Share.
Well, if you right. see that article, read it, because it talks about a lot of other things like the fake news stories, and it's like double check where your stories are coming from before you submit them. You know, things like conservative pundit breakingnews.com is probably not the most accurate source for stuff like that. It's not.
Yeah. SEENNENN.com
right.
is not CNN.
What was the Fox News one that we all fell for last year?
Faux News.
Oh, no. It was,
FoxNews.com.co.
Yes. No, I think it was NBC. What, regardless.
Yeah.
It was
.com, you got me again, .co.
Yeah.
I've been on here 15 minutes now.
Like the people that share the memes, like the Occupy Democrat memes with like math. And it's just not
with an attempt at math.
With attempt at math, right. Like if we just take the money the government spent on an airplane, and it would cure world hunger.
Right.
No, it doesn't work like that.
Although the bright side of the internet and the feeds is absolutely the Obama Biden meme.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes.
They're hilarious. Those have me crying today.
Dude, I was just in out there in the waiting room laughing my ass off because somebody has like the top 35 and people are way funnier than we are.
Whoever made those, kudos. Seriously, hats off. They're hysterical. And they're not like they're just funny. Like I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, who you voted for, who you didn't vote for. They're hysterical. Yeah,
they're amazing.
Yeah. But the going back though to the fake news articles, an interesting article came out in regards to
from a reputable source.
Yes, which is known as Twitter. But basically coming out saying all the political tweets that have come out, someone did an analysis and 15% of them were bots trying to sway opinion. And I don't understand the how that works, A. B, who's going to read a tweet and change their opinion? C, someone actually has to go do this and create fake Twitter accounts?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Oh, guaranteed. I mean, just think about it. They said that those 15% of the fake tweets generated 20% of election talk on Twitter. So basically, you know, no one's going to be swayed by a tweet from a bot because it's probably going to be, you know, pedantic, ridiculous, whatever. But if people talk about it, reshare it, you know, the blah, 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 blah about it is going to cause that kind of like reaction to people.
Well, it was kind of like the Starbucks Red Cup and everybody's like, oh, they're at it again. And if you go to the BuzzFeed article, it was 10 tweets.
It was one guy.
It was, yeah. Well, the first one was one guy.
It was one guy. Yeah. Last year, right?
Who was like a viral expert in making like stupid stuff viral. And now this one was, they cited 10 tweets. So this is like the year. I posted this.
I think we were all far more upset by the polar bears with the slash throats, let's be honest.
Right. Right. But like I said, 2016 is the year where.
You didn't see the cookies they did last year? See, in the midst of all the cup chaos, Starbucks had cookies that were polar bears wearing red scarves.
Oh, okay, I do.
But they didn't look like red.
But the icing looked like, the icing like Negan got to him from Walking Dead. But like the BuzzFeed thing cited like 10 tweets.
Yeah.
Think about, there could be 10 like glue sniffing model airplane builders that stupid tweet.
Right.
And now it becomes a news article. And then 10,000 people share it. And they tell two friends. And they tell two friends.
And so on. And they tell two friends. And so on.
And then people talk about it at Starbucks. Did you hear? Those crazy people don't like the red cut. And like, no. It's How does this become news? That drives me.
You guys have had Tom Lawrence on your show, right?
Absolutely.
Technologies. I mean, he's got these videos that he's been putting out about, you know, all these fake stories that are coming out, and there's an incentive with this clickbait stuff where people are getting tons and tons of money from creating stories that are 100% fabricated.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not even necessarily about swaying the opinion of people in an election.
Getting people riled up and clicking. It's what the Free Press is doing right now on Facebook
with poop water.
And then poop, saying poop water instead of raw sewage, like it's so difficult to say. But no, Free Press is in, like, they picked a side and they're sponsoring like the worst.
Oh yeah, the school in Royal Oak.
Yes.
The Build the Wall kids.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm like, why is the Free Press sponsoring a story
of three kids in middle school or four, whatever it was? And it's like, yeah, it's a bad, it sucks.
And it went nationally viral and is in pretty much every article talking about why the world is ending.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, amazing. But hey, let's be honest. The real reason the world might be ending, Adult Friend Finder got hacked.
You're going to be okay, Dave?
What?
I got to go. I'll be right back, guys.
412. So people freaked out with Ashley Madison. This is 10x that number. 412 million users.
There's 320 million people in the U.S.
I'm busy. I'm in the city of Detroit. I don't have any friends. I'm just looking for friends. I didn't know what it was when I logged on, and I wasn't a pedophile,
so I wanted my friends to be adults.
It's 2016. There were a lot of naked people. I didn't want to judge. That's not what I was looking for. Okay, I just wanted some adult friends.
Great. Well, and now this recording gets subpoenaed in Calvin's divorce proceedings.
It was a good 3 weeks. We had a good 3 weeks.
Rumor has it it's only like six people though, and they all have their shill accounts.
Well, but it's, you know, because AFF. I mean, they were talking about that. It's open to Canada, Mexico. I mean, it's an international thing. Like, it's not just a U.S. based thing.
You're talking like AFF, like America's Funniest Videos. Like, it's just AFF.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what's even worse is that 103 million passwords in their database were in plain text. Completely plain text. 230 million of those were hashed with like an old school method that's not really. So basically, they've reverse engineered 99% of the passwords found on those sites.
It's like, I like cheese is their password. Is that what you mean when you say plain text?
Right. So if you grab that database, you can, instead of seeing like QX31%, it says I like cheese.
Right.
Yeah.
Your password.
I better change my password.
What's even worse?
Same password
I have in my luggage.
What's even worse, in the database, there were 5,650.gov addresses. And
How many?
5,650.
Oh, my God.
And 78,301.mil, military.
Oh, my.
Hey, you know what? They deserve to get some.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm okay with .mil.
The .gov, not so much.
You take a bullet for your country.
Play on. Line them up. And that's the thing. You think about how long – I mean, that site's been around for
– since 1998, where they had 103 members.
Right.
Well, Kelvin knows. He was one of the founders.
I'm very upset that they hacked my website.
Right.
Own it.
Calvin's now going to check his AOL account. Yes.
He gave Kickstarter to them in 98.
Not just at all Friend Finder, though, too. It's cams.com, penthouse.com, stripshow.com, icams.com. So there's a lot of sites that kind of use that same database.
But did they get my BearShare password? That's the question.
If it was the same as your Adult Friend Finder password, it's 98. Yes.
Damn it.
So they've actually decided not to publish the database yet, but it came with a big asterisk saying that it's coming soon. So
that's what everybody on that site says, too.
So
if you actually find a friend.
Dave, you work for big companies and small companies. When you worked for the big company, what is probably the single worst thing in the history of humanity that you could possibly have happen during the workday?
I will even call this man out by name, Sujeev Chirian.
Oh, Sujeev.
This is a name that I will never forget for as long as I live. Why? Because as I sat there at the headquarters of a company that rhymes with Waysmart, I sat there and
I would have said K-fart, but go on.
Good enough. The email comes across where somebody hadn't locked it down well, and so he managed to send the Bill Gates will donate, will give you money if you forward this email to people.
Oh, no.
To all users.
Oh, no.
In the corporate email directory. Oh. And then people started replying all to tell him what a jag he was. Guess how that went.
And then the reply all stop goes for like a half an hour. Then the
people stop come back from lunch.
Stop replying to all goes on for at least another hour. This happened to me four times at Hewlett Packard, twice at Cisco, where it went on for at least 1,100 to 1,200 emails. Wow. In a maybe like a 4 hour period.
So I had one of those. I was at T-Mobile. I was laying on the floor of a house in San Diego, California, on the beach, getting intimate with the girl I was dating, and my phone starts buzzing. And I'm like, okay, big deal. My phone's buzzing. And then it just keeps buzzing.
So you're like, hey, maybe we can use this.
Turn over. Yeah,
right. So I get up, and I'm like, what the hell? And it's like, please remove me from this list. How did I get on this list? I don't want to be on this list. Call the help desk. They can take you off this list. No, the help desk can't take you off this list. And I'll never forget my buddy Manooch, who I still work with today, is like, something about the peasants mining the nose gold is what he replied back to the entire company. And this is T-Mobile has like, you know, think about the 20,000 yeah. retail sales reps who don't know good things about IT security and things like that. So it just went on for hours and hours and hours. And of course, ground our email service to a stop. So.
That's
it.
Well, and that just happened to the NHS.
Well, that's why I brought it up, yeah. Dave. Go figure.
And the NHS, for you folks who don't live in Britain, basically it's a nationalized healthcare system. So basically if you get sick, you go to the NHS and they basically make sure you get to a doctor.
But they have 1.2 million employees.
Really?
So an IT worker sent a test mail to 1.2 million workers who then started replying to all.
That seems like a dumb premise.
Especially not in like BCC or some kind of group that has security that only a few people can send to or something, right?
Yeah. Or like at what – so I'd love to know where said IT professional came from that – again, let's walk through the flowchart. Here's the flowchart. Here's the box you're in that said send message to all users.
So one person
– walk me back to exactly. the earlier boxes that led you to that being a good decision.
So they actually named him. So this person's going to go down infamy like your person from K-Fart. Yeah. They go, the employees have taken a point of the finger at Rosalind Learman, who works at one of the – for sitting. Said, congratulations, who has managed to expose a long list of idiots this morning. Hashtag reply to all. Hashtag NHS email. And apparently this thing went on. Oh, update 3:12 p.m. Granted, this is England. Now 270 million unnecessary email.
Jeez. So that means 270 people or 240 people or so replied back to that email.
Yeah. So like 1.2 email God. Times. Yeah, 20.
Wow.
Like, and it kept and going and Ow. Going. It went for yeah. So then, of course they're putting the office space and like, yeah, if you can, someone just sent a meme. If you can stop replying to all, that'd be great.
We were talking about Facebook feed. I forgot to mention the one could have been horribly sad thing that happened. A lot of people showed up dead on Facebook.
Are you dead?
The weekend.
Did you die?
No, I didn't. But Kelly did. The wonderful artist Kelly Namzik that did our IT and the D Big Trouble in Little China painting.
Kelly died?
Yeah. Aww. She was horrified to find out she logged into Facebook and her page had been turned into a memorial page. And so like it was always like a like you could always do this to people by screwing with them. Like you could always go report somebody dead. right. And then that would happen.
Challenge accepted. Yeah,
right. No. As it used to be able to do. It used to be a lot easier to do. But apparently there was a glitch in the database and like millions of users apparently logged in to find themselves deceased.
Including Mr. Zuckerberg, apparently.
Including Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, really? He
died? Yeah.
How the hell does that happen?
Yeah, it's probably somebody in QA that is looking for a job this morning.
If he's anything like the guy in Social Network, I can just imagine coming into that little flat that little office in the morning going, who? God, kill me! You get in my glass office, so I can yell at you and smash your phone. And why is Justin Timberlake here?
Hipster.
Yeah, I can't remember if Zuckerberg's involved in this, but I know Elon Musk and quite a few other tech giants are. There's this theory that we really are living in the Matrix.
They've done lost their damn
Elon
minds
Musk for sure. Believe
yeah.
So.
It's and
really interesting.
And they are billions to funneling. One. Well, at first, but apparently he's also he's one of the people funneling money towards the research of how to break us out of said matrix. Now, I
so does he believe like the lizards are controlling us? I don't know.
Hey, all I'm saying is that I'm not saying that Bowie, that David Bowie and Prince were holding the very fabric of the universe together, but it sure as hell would explain a lot.
It's funny the story though about how Elon Musk came to this conclusion. He said that he'd come to it after a chat in a hot tub.
Yep.
Which basically, him and all his friends were sitting around high AF.
Yep.
Like, what if we actually live in the Matrix?
What if?
I don't know, bro. Whoa. And funny enough, Bank of America.
What if you think about it, the guys that made that movie are now girls. So what?
Hey, that would explain. No, that would explain the Berenstain Bears.
See?
Apparently, Bank of America, some of their analysts wrote that there is a 50% chance. So, like, this is a...
They also said that there was a 90% chance that Hillary Clinton would win the election.
Well, they also banked on Merrill Lynch, too. So, hey.
True story, yes.
Maybe we should put all my money into Bear Stearns, maybe. Maybe. What? I don't see how that's – how is that even
– Wait, was that a black cat?
That's the dumbest thing I ever heard of.
Black cat?
Why?
The Matrix?
If we're living in a simulation, how? I mean, what about like you know that whole explosion? Deja vu.
So are you? It's Westworld, Blade Runner. What? I mean, which one?
Well, no, that would be different. No, those are totally different premises.
So are we all sitting?
The Matrix is the Matrix, and we're in a simulation. Westworld is a little party land that you go to with robots.
All right,
and,
what if?
And if you are not watching Westworld, you are a moron. So I'm just saying that right now.
What if we were like in that Bruce Willis movie where we're all fat and sitting in chairs
Fifth Element?
No. Or plugged in, and you're Wall-E? Like robots
that
walking
like
around.
Wall-E.
Which is the one where they're all plugged in at their home, and their robots are walking around, and everyone's
Event Horizon.
Everyone's good looking on the street, but then like you get home.
Was that Event Horizon?
No.
That was a good
surrogates.
One.
Surrogates.
Yes.
Oh, I skipped
movie,
that one.
What happens if we're our surrogates and we don't know that we're our surrogates?
They were completely cognizant that they had surrogates, right? So
maybe we're not because we're the surrogates. Maybe the surrogates aren't cognizant.
I don't know.
Maybe we have to go home and find out, and then we'll have to look maybe in the basement closet that we never go into because the furnace is in there and we're scared. And then, oh no, stupid.
How does
a billionaire that gets high and thinks of stupid crap make a news article? And we're talking about it on a podcast.
Because he's a billionaire.
He's a billionaire. His company made more money than like ExxonMobil last year, I think, in oil sales. So
I made more money in Sims than ExxonMobil.
Probably.
You're a freaking billionaire.
I use cheat codes too, so I'm
Clash
proud of it.
Clans guy has more than. But luckily, you know, we can still hit Facebook and all the sites. Russia apparently started dropping the hammer on sites that don't comply.
No pun intended.
Yeah, and the sickle. They banned LinkedIn.
Well, no, I think you need to give a little more context about this because Russia has basically come up with a law that's saying that you have to store your customers' information inside Russia. So if I'm LinkedIn, if I'm Facebook, if I'm Google, and I'm a Russian person, my data has to stay inside Russia.
All right.
I mean, the U.S. has the equivalent with Safe Harbor and all that stuff. So
EU's got their own too, right? Yeah. So, I mean, I get it, but LinkedIn is one of those people that basically – the Russians said that they didn't even call to ask about it.
I really wish that China would do this because I'm really getting tired of the, maybe 5 to 10 LinkedIn requests I get from clearly spam Chinese profiles. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, maybe this will cut down on the Russian ones. But, yeah, I'm
– Can't LinkedIn just put a damn server rack in there and store all the – how much –
It's like building fiber infrastructure in Chicago.
No, it's just a small DR site. Wouldn't it be in Russia? Just replicate data?
This isn't Russia. Is this Russia, Danny?
Is this Russia, Danny? Yeah. I own 2 lumber yards. No, but wouldn't it be as easy as just setting up a small DR site in Russia and replicating
sure
data?
All kinds of politics and weird and stuff.
And stuff like that. If email address contain.ru store here.
Or deny account.
Yeah.
In Soviet Russia data store you.
Right.
So stupid. Nerd, do you want to talk about the Merriam-Webster dictionary this week?
I think it's kind of cool.
I think it's kind of scary. I'm not going to lie.
So after Brexit, there was like basically Brexit. What is Brexit? Brexit was the number one trending Google search for people who lived in Britain. And everyone laughed. They're like, oh, ha, 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 Britain, that's so stupid.
Silly Brits.
Silly Brits. So
like people on Google Googling Google.
Causing a rip, see, and then you rip the matrix.
Right.
I want to try that one.
So we really are.
That's the number one search term on Google. We talked about it last week.
Oh, I forget.
Google. What, Facebook
just,
is no, the
just
second
Google,
one.
Google or like what is
no,
Google?
No, no, no. Oh. No, what it is it's because like you know how like if you fire up your browser and you go to the URL window and you type in Google and you hit return?
Right.
Well, that brings up Google search if you're in – yeah. And so you're – yes, you're Googling Google or you type in Facebook and then it brings up the
– Instead of typing the .com, they just right, type the word. Then they click of the click.
Right.
Right? So yeah, they're Googling Google.
So it's
to get the
okay,
click,
just,
click.
It's just Google. It's not, Google what is Google?
No, no, no. Okay. They know what Google is.
But either way, just like Google,
sure, of course,
gives their trends out. Merriam-Webster decided to give their trends out, and I think this is something that they do fairly regularly. And so the most looked up words on Merriam-Webster's dictionary.com this week, in the order that they were looked up,
and no surprise to any of us.
Number one, fascism. Number two, bigot. Followed by xenophobe. Racism. This is kind of weird that people are Googling the word racism. Socialism.
I could see racism being looked up for the use of taking a screenshot during a Facebook argument. Because no, this is what actual definition of racism is.
Yeah.
That's the Merriam-Webster. Here's the sociological.
No, but this is what it says in the dictionary.
And then followed by resurgence, xenophobia. Now, I kind of get xenophobia. I mean, it's a fear of people, foreigners.
It's a fear of
xenophobe.
It's a fear of Lucy Lawless.
Spiders? Spiders, yeah.
No, fear of Lucy Lawless.
Yeah, right, right.
I am not afraid of spiders or Xena Warrior Princess.
And then misogyny is the last one that was trending this week.
Fear of massage parlors.
Here's the reason people were looking up misogyny. Not because they didn't know the... Because
what did Hillary call me?
No, it's not that they didn't know the definition. You knew that in context. How to spell it. I have said that word so many times in conversation in the last week and a half, and I still always get the autocorrect. I'm like, I'm still spelling this thing wrong.
He's promised taco trucks, and he's promised massages to all of us.
I love misogynies.
It's infamous. It's bigger than famous.
We must be good. Oh. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back with Dan from visitdetroit.com, #depictthed. This is the IT The D Show, and we'll be right back.
IT in the D. Read. Meet. Listen. Networking Detroit, one beer at a time.
Hey, this is John Schneider from Nip Tuck Smallville, the haves and the have-nots. Oh, Dr. Quinn, hot in Cleveland. Secret Life of the American Teenager and just about everything you can possibly imagine. And oh, yeah, the Dukes of Hazzard. You're listening to Bob and Dave. It's the IT in the D show.
ITinTheD.com.
Imagine Theater's first ever video game night takes place on November 16th at the Imagine Theater in Royal Oak. Hosted by Activate's own Bailey Ray, you can play against friends and enemies in the newest sports games on the hottest systems. Get your hands on the latest in virtual reality or enjoy retro living rooms with the systems to match. Drink and food specials including an all-you-can-eat taco and nacho bar, as well as door prizes and giveaways all night. Space is limited, so go to ActivateGaming.com/imagine to reserve your spot today. That's ACTIV, the number 8, gaming.com/imagine.
Welcome back. This is segment 2 of episode 171 of the IT and the D Show, broadcasting live here at Studio One Podcast Detroit in beautiful, in the one-story Golden Towers in Royal Oak, Michigan.
You're not having as much fun with that as you once were.
Bob, I think it's funny. It's a WGR joke for those not in the know. This is Bob, the sales guy, hanging out with Dave the Geek. Nuri, the FNG, is in the house. Find us online, ITinTheD.com.
Where all the things are. So, an operating system runs everything of something, you know, like the software system that runs your computer or the engine that runs your car. Well, what about a business? What does it take to run an entire business? God, if I wish we knew. Most businesses have three focuses.
A laptop.
A laptop, a board, and some microphones.
Some pens.
They acquire and serve customers, empower their employees to get work done, manage internal processes to support customers and employees. So Zoho handles all of these and more. Now, so like I said, here's the deal. When I got pulled kicking and screaming, Bob, I mean, you knew me back in the day. I was a hardcore geek. It's all I ever wanted to be. I wanted to write code. I wanted to be left alone. I didn't want to deal with people because people have feelings and code is binary. Work, not work. I was happy with code. Code was good. But no, Sandy pulled me out of that world and made me start dealing with people. And it was a small, like, you know, very rapidly growing company. We didn't have a whole lot of processes in place. We damn sure didn't have like a portal where there were forms and docs and all that stuff to teach you how to do stuff. The expense tracking was like an Excel spreadsheet that you imported through this crappy ASP version one intranet site that some hack that I eventually fired built. And would have been nice to have something like this in is what I'm going. So here's the deal. With a set of marketing, sales, and customer support applications, Zoho allows the business to acquire and serve customers. Their powerful productivity applications like Mail and Office Suite and online collaboration tools help empower employees to gain customers for the business, while human resources, finance, accounting, and expense management applications keep everything ticking. So visit Zoho, that's Zoho.com, to learn more and create your free account, and then tweet at Zoho with, this is almost as good as depict the D, hashtag that first moment. I can hear like that in the background, like, you know, locking eyes across a crowded smoky bar. Hashtag that first moment.
Hashtags are often imitated, never duplicated.
Don't we know it?
That feeling is one and the same, though. I'm not going to lie.
Hey, it really is. So Zoho, hey, there's a first time for everything.
Depict the D.
Speaking of Depict the D, Dan Fogo's in the house from the Detroit Visitors Bureau
One day you'll get it right.
Visit
Detroit Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau.
I'll never get that right. Visit Detroit.com. Most importantly, what I remember is hashtag Depict the D. How you been, sir?
It's always good in the D.
It is. It is.
Unless it's cold.
Right. I know. Yeah, I'm waiting for that too.
Winter's coming. When's the tree going up in downtown?
Tree's going up soon.
November 18th.
Right. November 18th going up. Lights going. Well, it's already up, yeah. But the lights are going to go on November 18th.
Pre-turkey? I don't know if I like that or not.
That's usually the rule. That would be part of the like Thanksgiving Day parade thing.
Correct.
Yeah, but you know, you got to
Santa shows up, hits the switch.
It takes a lot to put that tree up.
So, until you put it up and then Santa hits the switch.
No.
No, on behalf of Detroit. No.
Where do they chop it down from, or do they like, is it like New York where they like go to like northern
Michigan,
New York?
They get it from Michigan.
Oh, so it's a real one. They don't get like the fake
Michigan white pine cleaner one, which is our state tree.
I hear that restaurant that used to be the Fountain Bistro, the new one, may be open for that tree lighting too on Friday.
Yeah, I saw some. I don't know if it's going to be open or not. Hopefully, there is a new restaurant. They're keeping it pretty close to the chest as far as what it is and what's going on. But
I've heard it might be open on Friday.
But yeah, I'm guessing that would be a really good time, you know, to be open if it's going to be open.
It's going to be cold and people are going to want booze
and hot stuff.
And not have to walk too far from where the tree lies.
Right. It's literally right there.
Like, I don't have to walk three all the steps. Way over to Checkers.
No, so hold on. Walk me through that process. So what happens? Everybody stands around the tree. Then they flip the switch. Flip the switch.
Ooh.
And then the lights turn on and everybody goes, yeah. And then they take a picture of it alone and then they turn around and do a selfie, with their heads in it.
And then
no one will believe them.
And then hashtag the lights aren't twinkling, Clark.
But like that's what.
Wow.
But like their heads have to be in one of them because otherwise people wouldn't believe they're there.
They were there. Right.
You just stole that from Instagram. You weren't really there.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need social proof, and that's how we're going to do it. And then, you know, and while you're there, just depict the D and then make it official.
And then go buy some Sturbergs.
Sturbergs.
So what else is going on in the city? You are the eyes and ears of all things events.
Well, yes. And you know, talking about the lighting display of the tree, we've got a couple blog posts out about different holiday things. Another one is we've got four holiday lights, and so there it's light displays all over Metro Detroit, including what do we got? The Detroit Zoo lights. Henry Ford has a light display that you can walk through, and they are much better than what I'm describing. Let me just tell you that.
Well, so the one at what's the mall that's up on Hull Road, up on 59?
Lakeside.
Yeah. Apparently,
Partridge Creek.
Okay. Apparently, Anita and Stephanie tried to take the kids there, yesterday. They were there like an hour and a half early. The police departments already had all of the parking lots closed. You had to park on Garfield about 2 miles away.
Wow, really?
And walk up if you wanted. So yes, that was not, needless to say, they did not stay.
To see a tree?
To see a tree lighting. Yes. That was, you know
what it is?
You know what would solve that? But Detroit will have mass transit. Oh, wait.
Oh.
They won't have it to alleviate.
It's not that,
would not have affected that area,
Dave.
It would have
I was making a point.
You made a valid point.
It is not to see
where it was going.
It is not to see the tree. It is to take a picture of it on your phone and post it on Facebook and say you were there and your friends weren't. That's what it's about these days. It has nothing to do with seeing that damn tree.
True.
It's the second largest tree in the nation, second only to the tree at Rockefeller Center in New York City.
Right.
Which one? Downtown?
Yeah. Every year.
And on top of that,
they cut it down though. They
couldn't get a bigger one, so we could have the bigger tree.
Ah, but they removed it from its natural habitat.
Because then #depict. Never mind.
Yeah, Dave, they removed it from its natural habitat.
They did, and it probably felt pain.
They killed it. They cut it, and its neck
fern gully all of a sudden.
The Great Tree Massacre of 2016.
Yes, it was alive.
So there are other trees. Yeah, there are other cities that are going around, because I know like Fraser has their thing going on next week, and they're all over the area.
Yeah, so there's all kinds of light displays, the Wayne County Light Fest, mm-hmm. and the big bright light show in Rochester. That'll be happening. It attracts a lot of people, but even more, the Thanksgiving Day Parade, which I don't know if you guys know, is it was quoted by Travel Channel as top five parade in the nation. So our Thanksgiving parade, America's Thanksgiving parade, which is celebrating its 90th year, is a top five in the nation.
Wow. There's New York.
And
here.
Right. And those are, yeah.
Those are the two big ones.
I think there's one in Philadelphia or somewhere in Pennsylvania.
Okay. Top five, I can think of two.
Well, that's good.
There's probably one in LA.
Chicago.
Chicago, I think, yeah, might be the other one.
They probably won't do it. They're still doing the Cubs thing in Chicago. They're also still drunk.
Indians fans are protesting, I hear, that the Cubs aren't their champions.
Because they scored the same number of runs over the course of the series.
Correct.
That the Cubs did. So they're demanding a recount.
So Dan Walkman.
Is it a pregnant Chad?
I'm Googling those parades right now.
Dan, walk me. So if you want, let's say I want to take my family to the Detroit Thanksgiving parade.
Yes.
Like, do I got to get up at like 5
Tuesday.
In the morning?
You got to
go there Tuesday.
Yeah, you got to get up pretty early. It depends on if you want standing section, you know, like where or maybe like sitting with your own chair along Woodward, or if you want grandstand. You got to get grandstand tickets prior to the event. So grandstand is.
Are there any heated suites
on the side of Woodward?
You know, I can't remember actually.
There should be. I'm just saying
there are some heated suites. Yeah.
As there should be.
I think there are.
It got to be something at the rooftop at the Madison or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Good call. No, but you got to get up pretty.
You got to get up early. Yeah, you'd be there. And it's definitely a commitment. I've gone a couple times. And, you know, I suggest if you have little ones, it's fun. It's a great time.
Bring an iPad.
There are
and a charger.
There's a couple minute or so between floats that you gotta take into a, you know.
Do you get tired waving?
No, never. Oh. No. Well,
great,
I love waving
a great thing
so
about
much.
A lot of the new businesses opening up along Woodward Avenue with all the people moving in, they're opening up these businesses. So a lot of them are open as like warming centers. So you can kind of go in, warm up for a second, then go right back out to Woodward. So that's kind of been happening in the last couple of years as well.
And there's a whole bunch of new retail right up and down Woodward, especially with the new streetcar coming in and, you know, all the track being laid right now. Going to be testing that, so there's all kinds of development.
Didn't they just lay their last piece of track? That's what I read.
Yeah, pretty recently. So they're going to be doing testing on the
until like the spring, I think.
Right,
yeah.
Until about spring.
And then spring became the summer, and then who do we believe will come along? Sorry.
It's happening. It's here. There are streetcars.
Nice. No, I can't wait.
But
to park at Warren and then and then. Go downtown.
Free parking over at Warren and then come downtown?
Exactly.
Wherever you want.
Can't wait. It's going to be awesome.
You know what? Just park it right here. Park right here in Royal Oak. Right. Walk over a couple miles to Woodward and then come down years from now.
Nope.
In 2032.
Nope, that's not happening.
So what else is obviously the holiday stuff is kind of consuming us all. I can't believe I just ordered a holiday turkey right today.
Where'd you get it from?
Slow's.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah, absolutely. Honey baked ham, Slow's turkey.
Right.
Like in my dad's Hungarian sausage. It's going to be the trifecta of amazingness.
The way you scoff, though, you're like, Slow's, hey.
Is there somewhere else I should be ordering my turkey from?
Oh, I didn't know if he was going to say honey baked ham or butterball or what, but Slow's just caught me off guard.
All right.
So okay. I'm
honey,
impressed.
You got to get the honey baked ham.
Right. Right. Well, I said Slow's, and I was like, yeah, okay.
Well, you can get, like, it feeds up to 6 to 8 people. You get, like, one leg, like, I think 3 pounds of turkey, and, like, all the fixings.
Fixings.
Like,
so you said one leg, so it's not a whole turkey. They've cut this thing up for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, you're not getting the bird.
You're supposed to get 2 legs. I'm sorry.
No,
throw another leg in there.
I ordered 4 legs and 5 pounds of chicken, smoked chicken breast.
So is it like the turkey legs, like you go to the Renaissance
Festival?
Ones. And
yeah. No, those are the smoked ones that taste like ham.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I better call Slow's tomorrow.
My 12-year-old daughter already called dibs on one of them.
Smart kid.
Yeah, yeah.
You're raising a smart kid.
Well, I don't know if you heard the big news for 2017.
Please tell me, Dave.
In Detroit. Kobo is getting wrestling.
No, I didn't hear that.
It is, because we're bringing it there.
Bringing wrestling to the D.
XICW is coming back to Kobo.
The road to Kobo. So, and wow. They're bringing back all of the
old timers.
All your, like, what your dad and grandpas went and saw, like Bobo Brazil. I think they haven't signed Junior yet, but like Big Jim Lancaster, Pompo Ferpa, like all the old timers that used to, like, they're bringing them all for signings during the day. And then they're bringing, like, Dory Funk Jr., the Sheik's nephew Sabu, from ECW, like, so it's gonna be like it's legit.
See, this is crazy. Yeah. I mean, this is absolutely crazy.
But that's what everyone that grew up in Detroit went to wrestling,
right?
Either at Olympia or Kobo once in their lives.
Yeah. Kobo
that was
Hall,
a huge big time wrestling, back in the '50s.
All kinds, yeah. So this is great. It's coming full circle because I mean, Kobo is just knocking it out of the park with all the different conventions and different events they're bringing in and. It's surprising on one hand, and
well,
not
it looks
surprising
decent.
On the other.
I mean, it looks really solid. I mean, we were there for the Cyber Summit, you know, and wandered around for a little bit. They've done a great job. Yeah,
it's over a $290 million renovation.
Yeah.
And
the
frankly,
amazing part is when you sit in Kobo, your phone will actually, like, roam in Canada. It's like $100 in data charges later.
Yeah, that's a special little gift for
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
I sent him so many emails while we were sitting there because I wouldn't tell him the Wi-Fi password, so I just kept emailing.
The benefits of being by an international border.
So what do you? I mean, what are you guys doing to attract other events? I mean, what?
Wait, because
walk me through.
There's more,
there's
more
a ton more stuff
downtown.
Going on.
There's all kinds of things, and you know, anything from like I said, the streetcars. Oh, the final season at the Joe. So the Joe Louis Arena, where the Red Wings play, where there's multiple events, including wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Final season.
We can't go there because Vince has that on lockdown.
Yeah,
apparently.
Yeah. Well, you do what you can.
Yeah, they don't let it.
You're on a first name basis with the man. That's pretty sweet,
Vinny.
It's usually that Emmer Effer Vince.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
But so it's the final season at the Joe. They've got all kinds of great things ramped up for that, and especially. All kinds of hype for the District Detroit, because I don't know if you've seen that. I don't know if you've gone down Woodland and seen the progress, but that is phenomenal.
Oh, it's looking great.
I mean, that's going to be quite an establishment.
I drove downtown to Woodward just home, and it's amazing. It goes all the way down to not quite – I mean, what they're renovating, not just – I'm talking from the stadium, but just the renovations going on, like past Milwaukee and like another –
right.
Another like 2 miles of just it's amazing the changes from being at Wayne State almost 20 years ago to what it's looking like now. It's awesome.
Well, and whether they want it to be or not, that new arena, its name is the Dojo.
D-O-U-G-H. Pizza Arena. The Dojo's awful.
Pizza Arena.
Pizza. How is it not the Little Caesars Pizza Arena?
I like Dojo.
Ah, for crying out loud!
And then they got to get Martin Cove to do the whole, you know, fear does not exist in this dojo, does it?
No.
Yes, they do. They absolutely do. Whatever.
But, well, yeah, I mean, I don't know, maybe Calvin can help me with the statistics, but what is it? The Illich family, they're remodeling, renovating about 50 blocks. Is that right?
Well, it's going to be $1 billion when it's done, 5 brand new neighborhoods and a 48-block retail district.
Yeah. So just about.
Pretty close.
It's all over the place. All of the
and they're restoring the Louis Camper building. Well, they tore down one of them, unfortunately.
Right.
But most buildings are only meant to last about 100 years. So they tore down one of the Louis Campers. He also designed the Weston Book Cadillac. So they're going to redesign one of those into a boutique hotel right there.
Well, so yeah, there's a lot more hotels and condos.
I heard one
and
of the, one of the unfinished.
That'll actually be the team hotel from what I've been told.
I heard one of the unfinished condos at the book sold for $1.2 million.
Yeah, the highest price of a condo sold in Detroit, in Detroit history, as far as recorded Detroit history, apparently. So
welcome to, we're in Detroit now, or New York now, I meant.
progress is bad.
Right. Oh, yeah. Is that good or bad? I don't know.
It's an unfinished condo.
Can someone tell me if that's good or bad?
So it's $1.2 million unfinished. So we're talking like HGTV stuff where now you've bought it. Now you need to go in and put the extra $500,000
the Property Brothers or whoever. Yeah.
Which I just found out about HGTV like a few weeks ago. Yeah,
bring in Nicole Curtis.
Well, you're married now.
I'm married now. I literally spent 2 days watching HGTV.
HGTV.
I want to open floor plan. No, I need walls.
Yeah.
No, we live at your mom's house. You're dreaming too big right now. Okay, sorry.
That's got to be a cool thing. It's got to be easier to get all these conventions and that kind of stuff coming in with the rise of the hotel, you know, the hotel occupancy counts and all that stuff. So
yeah, the hotels,
or availability. I meant, yeah,
the availability. There's a couple like we mentioned, boutique hotels, and they're really starting to pop up. And we suspect that with the boutique hotel coming out of the market, then we'll have some bigger chains as well coming in, because there are, you know, there's a lot of real estate in Metro Detroit, or actually in downtown Detroit, where they could definitely put up a nice big hotel, something of 500, 600 rooms for sure. So
with an Applebee's in the lobby, that would be amazing.
With some Riblets.
I could get a T-shirt that says Applebee's D and just show up, and they'll probably think I'm from corporate.
Exactly.
Pretty cool.
That's, and you get to troll the free press. That'd be amazing.
Never been done before.
We'll have a scavenger hunt too.
Yeah. We don't. That's one of my three regrets in life. I didn't study my junior year in Munich. Actually, I only have two regrets. The other one, I don't have the trophy of the scavenger hunt from Detroit Applebee's.
We were at Fantastic Hunt last year.
Right.
What was going on?
Oh, that's right. That's right.
But you know, we're going to do a scavenger hunt with Shell Eco Marathon. So you got redemption here.
I just want to know Detroit Applebee's or nothing.
We'll talk to Applebee's and see what we can do.
DetroitApplebee's.com may or may not go to ITTD.com. It's crazy.
Hypothetically speaking.
I never heard of it, but someone told me. Did you guys ever go to DetroitApplebee's.com?
No.
It goes to ITTD. Who did that? Oh, that's crazy.
They've never tried to pay you or anything for that?
So what else is going on?
Oh, man. There's all kinds of things going on. Like I said, the Shell Eco Marathon, the auto show. I mean, it's on one hand, it's a granted because it's here where the auto
is kind of
capital.
A staple. Yeah.
But I will tell you, for as long as I've been working at the Bureau for just over 4 years, and even before that, you notice that the auto show, the North American International Auto Show, transforms downtown Detroit. And in January, you will see just all kinds of travel reporters and writers from all over the world coming into the North American International Auto Show. And I think numbers were for the show last year, I think it was around 800,000 attendees.
And they pick the coldest week in like Michigan history every year. And it's not
screw the farmer's almanac. It's the
auto show.
Yeah, it's the auto show people. They predict
you're
weather
guaranteed
without,
to be negative 10 degrees every time the auto show comes to town
with ridiculous amounts of slushy snow
right
on the ground.
It's like it's like the Christmas. You got to make sure there's white snow on the ground for the auto show. And I don't know who the Santa would be to turn the key of the car for maybe the J.D. Power and Associates.
Can't they just make it in June? Hashtag NAIDA or whatever the heck their hashtag
N-A-I-S.
Is. Someone send that out. Make it in June because I said so.
Or at least May.
Right. I don't care.
April. Warm up, yeah.
April. Fine. I'm good.
And it's April. Still cold. Snow.
August.
But yeah.
Mid-October.
Well, stop. See, but in June, we've got the the Grand Prix, the Chevrolet Detroit Belle Isle.
What a
Grand
great
Prix.
Which way
a perfect
to
tie-in.
Exactly.
For the,
no, those are two different events that need their own visitors.
No, no they, keep can them go separate. To both. That's amazing.
We got to keep those separate.
Cars.
We got
cars,
Woodward right. Dream Cruise in August.
But they were separate. All three.
No, but that's why they're in August and June. That's not why they're both in July.
Come to Detroit every month. There's something for you every month.
If you like cars.
Right, right.
If you don't, just come and watch the cars.
Exactly. Hey, we're going to – Dan, always a pleasure having you out. Love having you on.
Yes.
Visit Detroit.com for all of your event needs and going on in the city. Dan, appreciate coming out.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And don't anytime. Forget to on Twitter, if you got any great pictures of Detroit, just hashtag depict the D. And
pictures of the D.
Thank you for depict coming them. Out. This is we're gonna come up
hashtag
on a,
that first moment.
We're gonna come up on a quick break.
That one of our members right. used hashtag to pick the D.
That giggle you might have may or not heard later is Amanda Lawan from Bamboo Detroit. She'll be on in segment three. This is the IT and the D show, and we'll be right back.
IT and the D, read, meet, listen. Networking Detroit, one beer at a time.
Hi, I'm Brittany Daniel from The Game, and you're listening to IT and the D show.
ITinTheD.com.
You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome back, segment three, episode 171 of the IT and the D Show, broadcasting live here. Podcast Detroit, beautiful Royal Oak, Michigan. This, Bob the Sales Guy. I get to be a sales guy again, Dave.
Whee!
Yay! A lot
Bob,
of cool things.
Bob, don't judge yourself by where you work. You are always the sales guy.
No, I was part of a massive layoff from a big company, and I just got an awesome offer, and I'm looking forward to selling someone else's computer. It's going to be great. Cloud.
My
cloud.
Computer is not for sale, Bob, so please don't try.
Come on, Nuri. Right. And then, Nuri, you got a kind of a big announcement, too. For those that don't know, Nuri does voiceover work. You can hear his voice if you call Google support and That's a few it. Other things. He just nailed a big tech giant. You get to do some cool reads. It's
some cool stuff, and I've got an agent now, too. So,
ooh.
Yeah, I know,
big
right?
deal.
Ooh.
I know. Kind of a big deal.
It's kind of like maybe I'll have to have an entourage next. Yeah. Anyone else want to,
a voice on a vocal entourage?
People walk around singing and humming behind me. Like,
it's like a mariachi band, but like for now.
Right, it'd be awesome.
So, hey, that giggling you hear is none other than Amanda Lawan from OWA. But first, Nuri's got to do his job.
I do. Are you ready? Imagine you have house guests coming, but only one bedroom.
In a world.
What if you could order an extra bedroom for your guests that you can remove after they leave? That's the idea behind Lenovo's next-generation data centers built for cloud computing. You see, the cloud is all about giving your company the ability to expand and contract server space on demand without actually adding more hardware. Lenovo understands that on-demand access can give your company a tremendous competitive advantage. Think about it. The faster you can scale up, the faster your dev team can test new applications. And that means you can get new products faster and features into the market faster. But that kind of flexibility is worthless if your servers are down. Lenovo's servers are number one in reliability and performance because you don't have time for downtime. Feeling handcuffed by proprietary hardware and software relationships? Lenovo systems allow you to partner with leading software providers to ensure your cloud solution is best in class. Lenovo systems can even integrate with legacy software platforms to help get your cloud solution up and running quickly. Learn more about how Lenovo is transforming the data center at www.lenovo.com/datacenter.
Thank you. Now I can introduce Amanda. Yay.
Yeah.
See, that's why Nuri gets paid the big bucks doing this, and that's why we do nothing. Yeah, we don't. But hey, Amanda, thank you for joining us. We are joined by none other than Amanda Lawan from Bamboo Detroit.
Hi.
We haven't been here in forever.
It's been like a year.
It's been long. Has it been only a year?
I forgot what building you were in. We were first in the studio.
Yep.
Yeah, she was
one of the first guests in the old new studio. Because for those
in
who haven't
the old new studio too.
Well, yeah. So those the kids when we did they were like, oh well, where are we going? Well, yeah, no, they were trying to convince me that they'd been to the new studio, and I'm like, no, you have not. They're like, Dad, yeah, we have. We played video games, and Miss Sherry took our pictures. I'm like, no, that was the old new studio. We're going to the new studio. So yeah,
we're looking at now.
Yeah, we're looking at now.
So you guys are like. Like kind of like us,
yeah.
Things are changing,
yeah, kind of.
So when you guys are like
all hesitation, kitchen, but we do have office space.
I was going to say, well, I guess for those that don't know what Bamboo is, like, let everyone know.
So we are a shared office space for entrepreneurs. We really cultivate like the lean startup mentality, lots of events, workshops, inclusive community. So you can kind of get started super easy, $99 a month, have an office downtown, and be supported by other entrepreneurs. So
it's not just entrepreneurs, though, right? It's like, say, I work from home, right? So, and I get really sick of staring at the four walls around me.
Yes.
I could basically come work out of Bamboo and be more productive, have people to, like, vibe with.
Yeah, and pretend that you have that social, like, community around you in a regular office, like, with a big corporation, but have all those other perks.
Do you have a water cooler?
We have a Very machine.
Nice. Cool.
Which we were just talking about.
You got to talk to me. What is that? I still don't know what that is.
It's like a new form of a vending machine for workplaces.
I keep flashing on Mean Girls. It's so Very.
How do you spell that?
V-E-R-I-I or R-R-I-I.
Stop trying to make vending machines happen.
They're never
going to
make it.
So we do lots of fun events. So we're going to have the founder of Very come talk tomorrow night. He bootstrapped the company, started in 2008. Local, Metro Detroit, and now they're at $23 million a year in this type of new
who would have thunk it?
Technology.
We're doing
so
it
so instead of meeting quarters, you just scan whatever you want.
Here's your Funyuns. No more quarters.
$23 million, please.
$23
million. Anywho.
Wow.
It's that easy.
We're expanding. We've been growing. So we're going to have a new space over on Washington Boulevard. So a block away from, you know, Campus Martius, M1YL. So it'll be a really nice, bigger space. We've already got some investors, some big tech startups from Ann Arbor looking at coming in. So anything we can do to just keep building up the tech and startup community.
Yeah, but do you have a voiceover?
I would love a voiceover. Yes.
Do you have the cloud?
When people walk in, can you announce who
I'll take
are?
One voiceover, please.
Presenting Bob Waltenspiel.
The building we're moving into actually has a really cool history that our resident Calvin historian.
I am a resident there. It's interesting that, okay, so the building is named, it's the Julian C. Madison building.
Correct, right? Yes.
Okay, and so it's named after Julian C. Madison, interestingly enough. And his grandparents were actually slaves, and he was a civil engineer. He got his degree at Howard University in 1923. So he's one of the first African-American civil engineers in the United States, and that's who the building is named after. So
cool.
It's so locally owned by Sharon Madison.
Yeah. Oh, so it's still in the same family.
Still in the same family.
And it's on Washington Boulevard.
Yes.
Which was designed originally to be the – it was designed to rival it was our Wall Street. It was supposed to be our Wall Street here in downtown Detroit, interestingly enough. So cool. Yeah. So
we're bringing Wall Street back.
Which which Wall Street is apparently named after a wall that was meant to keep the Native Americans out.
Yeah,
No, I actually was just reading this and don't know much about history this morning.
Was that like a Trump meme?
It was not a Trump meme. I was reading a history book today because I'm reading about the inception of the United States, and that's how Wall Street got its name. There actually was a wall of a fort down where Wall Street is. So that's how Wall Street got its name. But Washington Boulevard, where the Julian C. Madison building was designed originally to rival Wall Street.
And there's a ton of new development there. So Dan Gilbert's redoing one of the really big buildings.
Yeah. Yeah. It used to be the tallest building in Michigan.
Yeah.
What is the name of that building?
Book Tower.
The Book Tower. Yes.
Yeah,
the Book Tower.
He's putting like $200 million into this restoration. Right. Like Cranes did a big story on it a few weeks ago. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there's like one lot left, empty lot left on Washington Boulevard, kind of like closer to Grand Circus Park. And they're about to start construction there in a new building too. So there's going to be a bunch of residential units. Capitol Park redid.
Yeah, yeah.
That parking lot.
They're doing the Farwell over there now.
Yeah. The parking lot that Amanda was talking about was the one that was used for the Transformers movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
They built Chinatown there.
Here's
the funny thing. So I was there. I had a friend who was actually in that movie, and there was a casting director, and they knew the casting director. And so I was talking to the casting director of Transformers 4. They were filming it there. And they had all these Asian people there. And it's in Chinatown, but there were like Korean people there and Japanese people there. And they're like, well, Americans don't know the difference.
No, we don't.
Well, it's like, but Japanese and Chinese people know the difference. Let me tell you that right now. But I asked the casting director, I was like, where did you get all these Asian people? Because there's no Chinatown. I mean, it used to be Cass Avenue, and they're like, "Oh, Madison Heights."
That's
where they all moved.
Yeah,
I had no idea at the time. It was when I first moved to the city. I was like, "What?"
You're like, yeah, go to Madison Heights. It is literally Chinatown in Madison Heights. It's crazy. Want some good Chinese food? That's where you go. Anyhow.
Best sushi, too. They have a little, yeah. I forget what it's called.
Where do you go for sushi in Madison
Heights? There's this little, like, marketplace, and in the back, there's only, like, six seats, and it has really good sushi.
I think you're talking
like,
about Noble Fish and Clausen, right? Fish and Clausen.
Close enough.
Sorry.
So what other events are going on at Bamboo? You said there's a whole bunch of stuff coming up.
So yeah, so that event that we were just talking about, that's part of our High Growth Happy Hour series. So we look to find entrepreneurs who are scaling or growing in the Metro Detroit to give back and share some advice and just drink, you know?
Can I just come for the happy hour part?
I need to grow any further.
You have to listen a little bit, or you can sneak out.
All right, cool.
That's tomorrow. And then Wednesday, the Case Foundation's coming downtown. This is not at Bamboo, but it's at One Woodward. And we had a great meeting with them. They are all about social entrepreneurship, inclusive entrepreneurship, invest a ton in women and minority companies. It's led by Jean Case, who is, you know, AOL founder Steve Case's wife. And they're doing this energy startup showcase. So that's downtown on Wednesday afternoon. But it'll kind of slow down, I think, for the startup community around, like, Thanksgiving. But there's a lot of events going on. And there's oftentimes we'll have 100 people at Bamboo. There'll be, like, 100 people at another space. Like, it's definitely growing. And I can't wait to see what happens in the next few years. We need a couple of these companies to really scale up and hire. And then we'll start to see more momentum, more jobs, more fun stuff happening.
Well, it's got
to
be
more tours.
Yeah, yeah. I would love more tours. Yeah.
Hashtag cheap plug. It's got to be validating.
Shameless.
You know,
it's got to be validating.
More tours depicting the D.
Right.
It's got to be validating though to like everyone at Bamboo that there's national like co-working companies. Like moving into Detroit now.
I don't know if validating is really the word that she would use.
I think
it is.
I mean,
hashtag first. I mean, it's always validating when someone else.
I think so. And I think, you know, we'll have a really brand new, beautiful space. I think we've built enough of a brand up and we have enough of the local partners that we stand on our own. And I'm excited to keep standing on our own next to any national brand, you know? Yeah.
Can I tell you those the events that that Bamboo's had, having, you know, actually renting space there. I've been there since February of last year. There have been a few times where I was like, okay, you know, I'm going to go to this little thing. That's how it is in my mind. And then I get there and it's just from the front all the way to the back, just packed with people. And now when I go to events, I'm like, you know, if my wife is coming with me, I'm like, honey, we need to get there a little bit early if we want to get a good seat for this, because it's going to be packed. And it's always good content too. So it's not just the amount of people that are there. It's also the content that is delivered is content that if I were making more money as a company at this point, I would pay for. You know, like I would pay for the kind of content that's coming through. And sometimes you have to pay, but you know, a lot of times it's free. It's
free or very low cost. Most of the stuff
it's
we
pretty
do.
Pretty cool.
So, I mean, are you doing anything different with like a business model or anything with the new space?
We're going to have private offices and startup team offices. So we've already got a couple investors moving into the space, taking up some of the private offices. We have a few team offices. We think everything's going to fill up before January 1. Dedicated desks too. So we have about 25 dedicated desks, a few big companies or growing startups. So right now we're so small, we're about 3,000 square feet. It's really ideal for very small teams and individuals. And the new space will make it so that, you know, if you're a team up to 10, I think you'll be pretty comfortable. And then there's more room for us to expand in the building we're in. She also has a very beautiful event space on the top floor, 10,000 square feet, big windows looking off Washington Boulevard, hardwood floor, red brick. Perfect for conferences or like mini conferences. They do loft weddings. So we're going to do like next year, we're planning a startup jobs fair. We're planning a lot of more valuable, I think, kinds of events where we can really help these growing companies.
Planning on doing an IT and the D Pinksel party, perhaps?
I think that would be great.
Ooh,
we'd
that'd
love
be
to.
Cool. That was actually really cool.
Do you have
cool
a liquor license?
you like rent
those?
Let's
talk about that off air.
Yeah, I'm sure you could. Yeah.
No, I think they have something that they use, for the event space because they do a wedding.
All right, well, we need to talk.
Yeah, right. So it'll be great.
Shameless plug, right?
Hey, it's our show day.
Well, you know, and if any of them feel like they want to do a podcast, we've got that new space in Penobscot they can wander over to.
That's right. That's a cheap plug.
Yeah, you just guys are expanding as well.
We are.
Pretty cool.
We are.
That's why
room.
I asked, because I thought maybe we'd be downtown. So I had to send an email. I'm like, wait, where am I going?
Not there yet.
I saw the check-in on Facebook, so I thought you rejoined us.
No, every time I go to Penobscot, it costs me $21. $10 to valet, and then $11 for Witch.
He's paying valet.
Oh, my gosh. You're doing it all wrong. You'll be Let's talk. Let's talk offline.
Witch is amazing. I almost bought a franchise. I liked it so much.
You park over at Bamboo and just take the people mover over. My goodness.
Yeah. We have all the startup free parking, low cost parking hack. So please see me later. But I think the one thing, the other thing that we've really developed is this peer to peer, like entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs kind of culture, which, you know, some people will go to programs like Techstars and graduate and then come join our space like Split and all other spaces like that. But really, I think people just need to listen to their customers, take feedback from them, and then, you know, be around people who are doing it and have done it experience. That's why I'm super pumped. We have some investors and serial entrepreneurs who have started and sold companies because we need more of that, those experienced mentors in our space. I think that's going to really help this like kind of new and up and coming startup community we've got going on.
You need a learner and a student.
Always there are two.
Exactly.
A master and an apprentice.
Exactly. That's what I heard right there. You
know? It's a very old saying, very old saying. When the pupil is ready, the master appears.
Exactly.
Is Yoda booked? Because I could love Yoda. No. Damn it. Mace Windu booked? No. Yes. Stuck with him.
You start with the sarcastic librarian. That's who you're stuck with.
Right.
So I guess for those other services, like are people find out about, like if they wanted to get one of those like private offices or desks or anything, like all that's out on Bamboo's website, I assume?
Yes.
Along with the events?
On our website, bambudetroit.com, we have a wait list that you can add your name to. We're reaching out to everybody right now and doing tours. It opens January 1st.
I could do those tours for you if you wanted. I'm just saying. That's what I do.
We'll be open the first week of January. So we expect to be full and we'll have like this big launch week at the end. And so that'll be fun.
Very cool.
And we have gigabit internet called Rocket Fiber. We have some of that, which is going to be really cool.
So this is going to be your the third office, right?
Well, we're moving over from Brush Street.
Okay, so Brush
to the new location.
Oh, okay. So Brush is not going to stay.
Brush Street is going to be available for a larger startup team office, or you know.
Okay, so I'm moving from Brush apparently.
Yeah.
All right. I just got a memo soon.
There were emails, and there'll be more. Lots more emails about
okay.
that.
I know I'm like 20 minutes late, but Randy put on Twitter that Veri is VERII.com.
Yes. Veri. Thank you.
Veri.
I was on their website trying to figure out if it was like a Latin Veri. Term for food or something in it, and I couldn't find anything.
As long as they have chili cheese Fritos there, I'm Funyuns, I'm great.
Funyuns.
We actually get to choose what we put in it, and there's more healthy options.
No!
I'm sorry!
Carrot sticks and vegan jerky, Bob.
Vegan jerky. Who brought this?
We have real beef jerky.
As you should.
We do.
Right. So, hey, bamboodetroit.com.
Yes.
Amanda, always a pleasure having you on. Don't be a stranger next time.
Thank you.
All right. Well, hey, this is going to wrap things up for episode 171 of the IT in the D Show. We'd like to personally thank Indeed, Lenovo, Zoho, and oh my God, I totally drew a blank on the one I read for crying out loud. Dave's looking at me funny.
Starts with a V and ends with M-ware.
Oh my God, it's the M-ware.
Thank you, VMware.
The VMware podcast. Thank you, Dan from VisitDetroit.com, Amanda from Bamboo Detroit. This has been episode 171.
And Calvin from 723.
Oh, hey, thanks for having me. That's fantastic.
Remember when Calvin said he just wanted to come hang out and he wasn't going to talk? He was just going to come hang out. He was going to see.
He brought value.
I'm just giving him crap. It's
just
for
that 72tours.com?
7.2 tours.
7.2 tours. No, but .com. I did the
.com. 7.2 tours.
If you put .2, it's not going to.
You're not going to find it.
No,
right.
It doesn't work that way. Yeah. So I help you.
7.2tours.com?
No.
What? Just stop screwing people up.
On behalf of
my paper, son.
On behalf of myself, Bob, Dave, and Nuri, do us all a favor. Drink up your drinks. Get your phone numbers.
And Thursday night, Firebird Tavern.
We'll see you at Firebird. I'll buy a shot of bourbon. No, I won't. Drink up your drinks. Get your phone numbers. You don't got to go home. You just got to get the hell out of here. Please drive careful. See you soon. Beat it.
The emergency destruct system is now activated.
Conan, what is best in life? To crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentation of your women.
Long live Flash. You've saved your life. Have a nice day.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Nice shooting, son. What's your name?
Murphy.
Make the run. The run.
Game over, man. Game over.
It's over, Johnny. It's over.
Nothing is over. Nothing. You just don't turn it off.
I can't say no, and I don't really want to, so.
Well, especially with the back doors open.
Yo, hold up. Time out. Y'all take a chill. You need to cool that shit out. And that's the double truth, Ruth.
Bob loves it in the can.
I hope this was as much fun for you as it was for me.
That's why I like it in the can.
Joe, own the truth. Owns. 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 Owns.
Fear me.
My job is to make sure this program is morally upright and cultural and wholesome.
Shut up, Mimsy! Shut up, Mimsy! Shut up, Mimsy!
Why would, like, Buick put their cars next to, like, the Bentleys? Like, why? That's not marketing.
The alphabet.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, I can't take that position.
That analogy sucks because it's right.
Because you're getting your 8-track tuned up.
Are we at a break yet? Yeah, so now I'm just like doing like stupid stuff to make me laugh.
Venture capital is not the end game.
When are we going to talk about me?
Jane, you ignorant slut.
It's my show. I can say what I want. Yeah.
Kiss my ass. Go home. Unplug. Get off the goddamn internet. You are everything that is wrong with the internet right now.
You're so white right now.
I'm the whitest guy in the room. Just explain it to me. I love this city.
I was banging on the wang.
Really? Should we talk about the tag team? Should I keep going or should I stop?
Can I just say, it's been great being on a show that talks about Mickey Rooney dying for 20 seconds and then poop for 10 minutes.